Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And at the bottom of this hour, we've all been talking for the last few days what's going on in New England with the Patriots. So we have Jonas Gray Jr., a Super Bowl champion, and the president and CEO of Athletes Plus. He will join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about the NFL and the Patriots, of course. So you got to keep it locked for that. But first, Rob, this might be a first, Rob. It might be. We've talked a little bit of golf before, you know, but I don't know if we've ever led with golf. Do you know if we've ever led
maybe
golf?
Maybe Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I would think maybe once when he got in the accident, maybe.
Yeah.
Or sometime other time. But yeah, we probably have led at least once with golf. But this is an interesting one. And we're going to talk, of course, about it. But we're really excited to hear from you guys, from the listeners, what your thoughts on this. This is just going to be a conversation where we throw out food for thought. And I think it's going to be an interesting one. So get ready to call in with your views and opinions and perspectives on this. But here's what's going down. So Bryce, everybody knows about the rivalry between Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. All right. They do not like each other. So apparently when Bryson DeChambeau is golfing on the PGA Tour, there are some folks in his gallery. Now, the gallery, for those that aren't golfing, you know, that's the group of people that are following each golfer. And, you know, they're a little bit of ways away, but, you know, they're following you on the course. So they're out on the side, periphery of the course. And apparently some of the people in Bryson DeChambeau's gallery are taunting him with shouts of Brooksy. Brooksy! Brooksy! All right, now, when you're golfing, they cannot, the gallery has to be quiet when you're hitting. Okay, when you're swinging, when you're putting, when you're driving, whatever you may be doing. When you're hitting the ball, the gallery has to be quiet. But apparently, I guess this is taking place when DeChambeau, after he's hit and he's walking up the course, or as he's getting his club from the caddy, or he's getting ready to hit, whatever. Whenever he's not swinging, apparently they are serenading him with chants of Brooksy, Brooksy. And DeChambeau and his people have talked to the PGA people about this. And now the PGA Tour commissioner, Jay Monahan, came out and said that fans who heckle, yes, that's the word, heckle Bryson DeChambeau with chants of Brooksy, they're being disrespectful. That's what he said. All right, and they're not going to tolerate it going forward. So whoever, what is it, Rob G? Whoever calls him Brooksy, will they be fined or they'll be kicked off the course?
Ejected, my friend.
Ejected. Right. Okay. So here's my take, Rob. And I get it. Golf is, you know, always been this gentleman's game. And, you know, like I said, whenever a golfer's getting ready to hit, you have to be quiet. And, you know, even the announcers, we, you know,
which is funny, Chris, because
at 14.
Because they're not even on the course. You know what I mean?
Right,
they're
exactly. Like what are they whispering
like,
for?
Right, like they're whispering, but they're in like,
they're like,
you know, like they're in a trailer.
Right.
Like,
all,
like away from
miles away.
I know.
Right. So we all know this is golf. This is what I'm throwing out there. First of all, if any other sport, basketball, football, baseball, track and field, wrestling, whatever, softball, soccer, any sport, the fans can yell, they can boo. We just chastised the Mets for jumping on their fans for booing.
Right.
And, Rob, they don't have to, you know, it can be the NBA Finals. The championship is on the line. I'm at the free throw line. The fans don't have to be quiet. They're booing with their all they have, with all the gusto they can muster. They're calling me every name in the book. Now, of course, keep it, you know, reasonable. No racial stuff. No, you know, no family
nah,
stuff,
none
all
of that.
That.
None of
but
that.
But as long as within reason, they're booing me. They got signs up. I suck. I can't, you know, all that. And I have to concentrate and hit the free throw. Now, Rob, this is what I'm saying. Does golf need to remain different? Why should golf remain different? I mean, really, the society's changed. Heck, the game has changed. We talk about now how the golfers are, quote-unquote, athletes. They're lifting weights and all that. They're as tough as any of the other athletes. Why can't I yell, Brooksy, as he's getting ready to putt? Forget walking up the course. I'm yelling, you suck, you can't do it. You're going to miss. Why can't I do that while he's putting?
Because,
or while he's driving?
Because that's always been a part of it, Chris, just like, you know, for the other sports where fans get involved, it's just what's always been done. And I think that golf is different. I think the fans are closer than any other sport. And I know you say the NBA, but a lot of people sit in the bleachers. And a lot of people sit on the
but they got front rows right there.
Yeah, but everybody in golfers, they're right there, Chris. And I think that that's why they want people to be quiet so people can concentrate. And it's not a sport where you're trying to, like, mess up Tiger Woods or mess up some of these guys. You know, like, mess them up so that they – this is not Caddyshack where they go, come on, Noonan, miss it. Miss it. You know, you've seen Caddyshack. No, but that's not what this is.
I get
Chris.
It, but does it need to? I mean, all the sports have changed, right? You used to be able to clock the quarterback, clock the wide receivers. They've changed. right? Basketball's changed. Baseball's changed. I'm not saying it should change. I'm just throwing it out there in the universe. I'm just wondering, things that make you go,
We don't need to change. Golf is different. It's a different game. And I think we should respect what's been laid out in the tradition of it. It's not to try to boo people to get them off their game. You want people to be able to play at a high level. And in golf, that's not what people are used to. I know there's some courses. What is it called, Rob G? Maybe Chris on Long Island, Blacktop or something, where the gallery's a little louder than most golf courses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. There's just one. Rob G, you know what I'm talking about? What is it called?
I do not, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, Long Island. It's on Long Island, Rob G. And that's the only one, Chris, where...
Like, is that pros? At a pro level?
It's just a little rowdy. It's not, you know, where they're trying to mess people up, but it's a little ruckus there.
Yeah, somebody's
listening. They know what I'm talking about. I just can't remember the golf course.
And I like golf. I mean, I went golfing when I was on vacation.
Go ahead, say it. Beth Page Black. Where's racist? I didn't hear that.
Racist.
Thank you. What did it say,
Rob?
I like golf, Rob.
And
it's African American Page Black.
I'm just wondering.
Beth Page, African American. There you go.
Should it stay this way? Now, what do you think about the Brooksy? Do you think that's really that bad? He's walking up the course there, yelling, Brooksy. I don't even know if they're doing it that way. However,
is he doing it when he's ready
I mean, you can't do it, Rob G. Right? You can't do it when they're swinging, but you do it. And I don't even know if that's a rule. Is that just a kind of an unwritten rule? You know, or what? Whatever it is. But here's the thing about golf too, Rob. Golf has never, for the most part, tried to be... Like, people talk about baseball, right? And you've heard baseball, even former players or current players, say we got to make the game fun again. We got to let guys show their individuality. You know, let them toss the bat. Let them... You know, taunt one another, whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying, Rob?
Right.
To make the game fun and get more fans into it again. I don't think golf's ever chased fans like that. They've kind of been happy with their status as an elitist sport, right? So they're not looking for mass appeal. So I don't know. I don't think to them it matters. I don't think they want to be more appealing to the masses. Because I bet you the masses would be more into at least watching golf if they allowed you. Like if there were people in the gallery holding signs up while you're trying to putt or, you know, yelling while you're trying to drive or whatever it may be. But Brooksy, like let's say, Rob, that he's just walking up the course. He just hit a shot, and they're yelling Brooksy. I mean, you got a problem with that?
No, not so much if that's all it is and how close it gets to where, you know, the golfer is going to, you know, take his next shot. You know what I mean? Like you said, if that's walking up, I think that's a little extreme, but maybe they think that if you allow that to happen, Kristen, someone's going to yell it. You know what I mean? When he's ready to...
Something about at one point he was about to swing or something in the story I read. And a fan was saying something.
Right.
Saying Brooksy, yeah. You can say anything and it's going to throw him off.
You remember with Tiger Woods, people used to flash their cameras when he's with.
Right.
And they stopped that. Do you remember that with a flash,
yep.
Chris?
Yep. I'm just wondering, and you laid it out. I mean, we get the history, all right? This is what it's been. But like I said, Rob, a lot of these sports have changed. You know, subtly, in small ways, the essence of the sport is still there. And with the fans doing, you know, being allowed to boo and cheer and chant and do whatever they wanted to do on the golf course, the essence of the game would remain the same. But, you know, I'm just throwing it out there as food for thought. You know, should it change? Maybe there's a limit, you know, but... And I'm not saying it should, because I know, obviously, I golf at a horrible level. But it is, you're out there, and the fact that it's quiet, it's a different type of game. You relax a little bit.
Right.
But,
and it's concentration. You know, Christian, putting. Imagine if you were there to make a putt, and everybody's like, miss it, Noonan.
Oh, no, you're right. Right. It would be, but my point is, what if basketball, and Rob, you know this, we've called basketball players cagers. You know why they used to call them cagers?
Because
when they first
started
playing basketball, they played in a cage.
Right.
And fans would be like sticking cigarettes into the state, like burning the players with cigarette butts. I mean, it was wild. Yeah. I mean, so games change. And we don't
what
let the fans get that right.
When they were burning
it was
players.
Early. Like, that might have even been before it was integrated.
Right.
But early, I think early 20th century. But
and
remember,
see, now
Rob,
the players
too,
just decide that they'll smoke weed instead before.
They don't worry about the fans. But remember, Rob, when you and I were growing up in the 80s, at the end of the game, the fans, like, especially in the finals or something. The fans stormed the court.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right? Stormed the court. I mean, can you imagine that? They can go hug LeBron or hug, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like, that type of stuff happened in the 80s. And, of course, nowadays, they don't allow it. So, things change is my point. I'm not, you know, making a push for this change in golf. I'm just throwing it out there as food for thought because I really would like to see what some of our – listeners think, Rob. My guess is most of them would probably have a similar thoughts to yours.
Yeah, I think that they would like to keep the game kind of civil, Chris, and we don't want to cross the line because once you let that happen, you know what I mean? You'll get some guy who's gonna be the first one to scream out, you know what I mean, on a crucial shot.
Oh, it would, yeah.
Then you got a problem.
But like I said, it happens in the – I'm trying to concentrate on my free throws. You don't think Ben Simmons would like a little peace and quiet?
No, I
while
get
he's
that
at the free throw.
I get that part, but the only problem is, and I get that you're spot on, is that like the players growing up playing basketball have been in opposing gyms, Chris, and are prepared for that to block the
right.
sound out. That just hasn't been a part of golf. So it would be something totally different that players wouldn't be ready for.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's your question. Should golf change its policy about heckling fans in the gallery? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. And look, do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is this, folks. Your reaction times slow way down when you're high. I know a lot of dudes out there like getting high now, smoking weed and all that stuff. But look, you not only are putting yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. All right, 877-99 on Fox. This should be a good one. Do you think they should change the heckling rule in golf or keep it the way it is? Your turn.
All right. Let's kick it off with John in Nashville. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Good evening, gentlemen. Usually, I'm a pro heckling guy. I'm a I'm better than you is a part of life kind of guy.
Yes.
But with golf, it's supposed to be the gentleman's game. It's supposed to be a game of dignity and respect. It's supposed to be one that even after a tournament is over, you shake hands and you walk off and you have a nice little golf clap and it's I can't wrap my head around allowing a heckling rule.
Right. I get
it. That's fair. Yeah.
It is
because of the tradition.
Yep.
And if you want to keep it that way, then okay.
Cuz Chris, once you open it up, man, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
There'll be all kinds of stuff.
There's nothing wrong with sports being different.
No doubt. Ryan in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to make the distinction that when a guy is on the green putting, he's by himself, okay? When a guy is at the free throw line, you know, heckling, all that, he's got four other guys that can maybe pick up the slack for if he, you know, screws up. But the guy putting, it's him and him alone.
So yeah. Oh,
so okay.
But
I mean,
I think you're against it, Ryan.
Yeah,
you sound like you're against it.
I mean, I could point to an individual sport like tennis or boxing. Obviously, boxing is a fight, so it is what it is. But you know, tennis.
Right, people yell at a fight, Chris. You know that, right?
And it's a fight. I mean,
it's a fight.
So I mean, we got a few rules, but basically, it's a fight. You know, but yeah, tennis. You know, you're individual, you're by yourself. So, but like I said, I'm not pushing for a change. I'm just throwing it out
there.
But this is interesting.
All right, Riley in Minneapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Riley?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good.
How are you?
Good, thank you. The reason I think heckling in golf is weird just because it's such a different sport. Like, Most other sports, your adrenaline's going off, you're getting amped up, and you can feed off the crowd. But with golf, it's like a game of leisure, or you want to be relaxed. You don't want that amped up energy.
No, that's fair. I mean, it's certainly a game of leisure for people like us, right? The casual golfers, or even if you golf serious, but you're not a pro. The pros, obviously, though, they, you know, they've got anxiety. There's pressure. You know, for them, it's, I don't know how relaxed. I mean, they want to be relaxed as athletes. That's all athletes. But still, it's a pressure. There's pressure on them because they're competing. But I hear what you're saying. It's just the nature of the game is different. Okay. All right. We got our man Jonas Gray Jr., former Super Bowl champion, or I should say Super Bowl championship champion. You can never take his title away from him. He's the president and CEO of Athletes Plus. Played for Bill Belichick with Tom Brady. He will join us in a few moments, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We didn't
realize
it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots in the 2014 season. Now the president and CEO of Athletes Plus, former running back Jonas Gray Sr. Jonas, welcome to the iCouple.
All right, man, appreciate you guys for having me. Chris, Rob, appreciate it.
It's great to have you, man. It's great to have you. And look, we looking forward to talking with you because Asante Samuel, you remember him, obviously a cornerback in the NFL, played for Belichick with Brady, as did you. He won two Super Bowls, but he came out, Jonas, and said that without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick would just be another coach. What are your thoughts on that? Is he right? You agree with Asante?
No, I actually totally disagree. I mean, there's no way a quarterback can really just, you know, push a coach to six Super Bowls, seven Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard to do. To have, just a quarterback lead you to all those Super Bowls. I mean, if that was the case, you know, maybe we might see it with Patrick Mahomes that he's leading Andy Reid all these Super Bowls, and maybe we'll turn around and say, hey, he wouldn't have done that without Patrick Mahomes. But I have a hard time saying that just because of the way the Super Bowls were won, too. You know, they were won with great defenses.
They
were won off great defensive plays. You know what I mean? The Malcolm Butler pick and the strip sacks and the Hightower. Like, those are great defensive plays.
Right.
And then Tom didn't always play his best in the Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So, I can't say that. You know, the hoodie, man, I still think the jury's out, man, on if he – if it was, Tom's thing or if it was Bill, who's the Patriot way. But
Jonas,
right now, I can't say that. I cannot say that. I can't agree with Asante on that one.
Well, Jonas, let me ask you this, because my thing was, if Samuel was going to come out with all that, I said, why don't he come clean and tell us, like, maybe Bill Belichick's not that great because he cheats, or we cheated in New England, or when you were there, did you ever see any monkey business going on with the Patriots?
No, and I was actually there, and I played in the game in the Deflategate game and carried the ball during that game. But I never saw anything like that, man.
So you carried the ball during the Deflategate game? You carried the ball during the Deflategate game?
Yes, I did, yep.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, I was going to say, but you know that year, I don't think you guys had a fumble or y'all had the lowest – number of fumbles in the NFL that year. I don't know if it was one or four. You guys did not fumble the ball. And that was one of the big things that people said is that, if they take some error, that's why their specifications. So the ball felt regular to you?
Yeah, the ball felt normal. And I even think, too, that there's I would be surprised if there's guys throughout the league who not take air out necessarily or take a lot of air out or anything like that, but they may put a little bit of extra air in it. There's guys that like it a certain way. And I'm sure they're not all the time checking those numbers the right way. But I don't think it's anything that, especially with the way that game went and the way we won that game, I don't think even though with the fumbles throughout the year and all that, I just don't see it. I don't see how you can take the air out and that's the big reason why you're winning and throwing the ball well and, nah, I didn't
well,
see
Well, Brady did get suspended. I mean, like there's rule specifications. So
yeah.
I hear what you're saying, and a lot of people try to discount it. But that's why Brady was suspended for four games, because they did find some issues, and then he destroyed his phone, and he had a million texts with the ball boy. Now, I don't know. Did you text the ball boy a million times? I just don't.
Okay,
I think there's something there.
Not with you on that. There was a little bit of sketchy stuff after But that could have just been, you know, panicking or you know, whatever it is, just because of the situation. Not necessarily, I don't think there's something to tort because of that. But, I mean, you never know. I kind of, you know, look at it like it's like the baseball players, the pitchers that got the foreign substances on their hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like it's just a little small part of the game that I think everybody kind of does. I don't know that for a fact, but that's just my, kind of my thought on it. You know what I mean?
Jonas Gray, former NFL running back and New England Patriots Super Bowl champion with the Odd Couple. Jonas, now you played for three teams, Miami, New England, and Jacksonville. What Belichick's regarded for the most part as the best coach of all time by many people.
He cheated.
What? What did you see differently from him as a coach that from the other coaches that you played for? Like, what separated him in your opinion?
I think it's a lot of things. I mean, just probably him in particular. He just always kept it about the main things. He was always willing to let the best player play. You know, a lot of times you get in a lot of situations, obviously you guys know throughout the league, where there's just a lot of politics involved. I think for the most part, if you come to the Patriots and you produce and play well, especially because he gets you in all those competitive situations, like he was the first coach to start those inner squad practices in the preseason. You know what I mean? Having another team come practice against the Patriots. So he was one of the first coaches to start that. So getting you those competitive situations, like, he doesn't matter who you are. He'll let you start. That's the one thing that is the major difference, is he's willing to let the best player play. But then also, at the same time, he does have, you know, his own little ways about doing things, too, that, you know, making it sometimes where it's not the most player-friendly environment. You know what I mean?
How about not paying guys? How about letting people use people up? And then when it's time for their payday, I mean, that's the one thing about Belichick. And I know other people do it. The Eagles are notorious for doing it. They've done it to players. But that's the one part that I think that's why Samuel, I know, is not that thrilled with him. But what do you make of that? Like, you know, they like guys. Who did they do it to? Chris, Ty Law.
Willie McGinnis. A lot of legends have left there without that big payday. Right. Right.
Yeah, a lot of guys have come there. And I mean, there was even guys that have come there towards the end of their career to hoping to come on for a Super Bowl and then just out of nowhere retire just because of, you know, how they – I mean, I was there when Reggie Wayne was there. And we were, you know, locker partners for an entire offseason. And I remember he was just, you know, a lot of times he was like, man, we're really doing this? We're really going to be – and he was just surprised. He was playing so much in the preseason. They had him out in the very last preseason game against the Giants. Playing heavy snaps. And it was like his 18th season, man. And I was like,
I'm not trying to get hurt out here. What am I doing out here? Right.
I couldn't believe it, man. But there's been a lot of guys like that. I mean, Eric Decker, he's come there and retired. I mean, there's been a lot of veterans that have come there and just they've seen the way it's ran. And yes, some players come away and they say, yeah, man, I can see why they win. But I can see why, you know, people leave and they're unhappy too, or, you know, things, or it's cutthroat and it's a little cold hearted over as well.
Well, you had a situation, you scored four touchdowns in one game, obviously a tremendous game. You had your best season, by the way, with New England, best season of your career, but you overslept for a meeting before the next game and then didn't play the next week after scoring four touchdowns. And then got cut that off season. Is that something that you think, like, is that something that would have happened with any team? Or do you think that was just one more example of kind of the Patriot way under Belichick?
I actually don't think that would have happened with any team. I don't see any team at all. Even there was even guys that were coming up to me and they were like, Amendola. He was like, man, I slept through like a whole first half of meetings when I was in Dallas my rookie year. And he's like, nobody even heard about it. Nobody even knew about it. And that was the thing that was that kind of surprised me is that it kind of became a distraction in the meantime. And I was surprised that Bill let something like that become a distraction. But, you know, that's the Patriot way. You're being stickler about rules and he's seeing it as a bigger picture thing. Is it, can we trust you if you break this type of rule? That's just how he operates, man. But I don't think that would have happened with any team in the NFL at all.
Jonas, let me ask you this last thing. They've been calling him Belichick cold-blooded because he, cut Cam and he's going with the rookie. Would you use that term to describe Bill? Is he cold-blooded?
Nah, I don't think so. I think he honestly, a lot of times, he just does what's best for the team. And he's realized that by doing that, that's kept him in that position that he's in, is always being willing to do what's best for the team. So I don't think it's really – I wouldn't call it cold-hearted as much as it's calculated and smart. If you just look at it, the situation with Cam is like, would you want to keep him and have people, as soon as, Mac Jones does make a few mistakes, people are calling for Cam to be in.
Right.
And, maybe he doesn't react the same way to it. And, it may be a situation, God forbid, I don't want Mac Jones to get hurt. But I promise, if Mac Jones got hurt in the first couple weeks, Cam could still be there. And I'm sure that's what Belichick was probably thinking about, too, that, there's not a big market out there for him. You know what I mean? So I can cut bait with this guy, and he'll probably still be available later.
All right. So, Jonas, now I mentioned you're the president and CEO of Athletes Plus. Tell us about that quickly. What is Athletes Plus?
Yeah, so it's just a high-performance consulting firm. So I work with athletes, former NFL legends, help them get marketing, speaking engagements, help them craft their speeches. I help businesses, with their business plans and marketing and all those different things. So
you start working with college students with the, name, image, likeness and things like that?
Yeah, I've started working with a few guys. We haven't really signed on the dotted line yet, but I've started a few guys at my alma mater at Notre Dame. So we got a few things rolling out for them. But that was the one thing, man. My marketing, when I played in the NFL as an undrafted free agent, after that time I went off with the Patriots, I had one of the greatest streaks of marketing deals in history. So that taught me a lot about marketing. And so I just hope these guys, develop their own brands.
That's great, man. That's great. That's Jonas Gray.
Thank you,
Super
man.
Super Bowl champion, president, and CEO of Athletes Plus. We appreciate your time, man.
Oh, appreciate you, brother. I can't wait to get back on.
All right, brother. Yep. Peace. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Kanye singing. I think he should stick to rapping. But hey, I love the word.
CB, I got a new nickname Lord. For him on Worship Wednesday. You ready?
Okay.
All right, so he's known by Kanye, right?
Right.
What
Although
about?
I guess he's trying to legally change his name to Ye.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, hope that doesn't happen. Why don't we call him on a Wednesday, Chris, when we finish with him? We'll call him Worship Ye.
Worship Ye, okay.
You like it?
Okay, I like that.
If he picks it up, he's going to take it from us.
He got the new album out, Donda. Have you listened to it, Rob?
They don't like it, though, right? Haven't I heard people complain?
It's not that good. I've seen both.
One thing people are saying is way too long. It's like, what, 30 songs or something like that?
Oh, that's
It's basically
lot.
Like...
an hour and 48 minutes, I think?
Yeah, you guys ever heard of that movie, Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
So there's an unedited version of it that's like 4 hours. Kanye's CD's longer than that.
Wow.
Yeah, I've listened to probably half of it. Or
have you really?
Yeah, just on Spotify. It's different. I mean, it's
and now if you don't want to spend 2 hours listening to a Kanye CD, you can spend 22 minutes listening to the Rob Parker Inside the Parker podcast.
Thank you.
Just saying, you can get That's it. Through, you can get it through. Twice.
Rob sounds get about twice. As good as Kanye on that that singing. You know what though? I gotta be honest. I never miss Inside the Parker.
Wow.
I never listen.
No, it is a great podcast. You definitely got to check it out. All of you baseball heads, we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's end it this way. We know Ben Simmons has demanded. I mean, you can say requested all you want. He's demanded a trade.
When you say you're not going to be there for training camp, you're demanding a trade. USA Today came out with a big article saying that there was a rift between Simmons and Joel Embiid, and that basically the Sixers chose Embiid over Simmons, which, let's keep it real, I mean, Mama Simmons would choose Embiid over Simmons if we're talking about basketball.
If it was about basketball, right. I mean, not about love, right.
Right. That ain't no revelation. Ben, I'm sorry. It is what it is. But Embiid came out, Rod, with a series of tweets basically saying there's no issue between him and Ben. Here's a little bit of it. Stop using my name to push people's agendas. I love and hate drama. I love playing with Ben. Stats don't lie. He should have left stats don't lie out because, yeah, Ben shot 34% from the line in the playoffs. Leave that part out. But anyway, he's an amazing player, and we all didn't get the job done. It's on me personally. I hope everyone is back because we know we're good enough to win. I'll say this, right? Talking to people in Philly, I've always heard that Embiid and Simmons are cordial. Like, they're not hanging buddies and all that. I've heard there's been.
But you don't have
been,
to be. You know, like, you're right, you can have right. a good relationship with somebody. You don't have to be, like, buds.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've heard that at times there could be some jealousy. Whose team was it going to be? Is Ben, you know, worried that Embiid's the man, or Embiid worried that it's Ben the man? But over the last few years, I've heard that's kind of calmed down a little. And they're cordial. I mean, they, you know, they're fine. I tend to believe Embiid. Now, look, when they trade him, if they get a good trade, I think Embiid will probably say something nice about Simmons like this, but I think he'll move right along. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to say he's lying. I don't think he minds playing with Ben.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. It's just that at some point, and this has been talked about for a long time, that they don't fit together. Maybe they just don't fit.
Well, right, because, you know, if Ben, the only way a team's going to guard him is by him being near the basket, right? Right. So then that forces Embiid, who's dominant in the low post,
that forces
to
him
go
out.
Right. So, yeah, and I think that's what Simmons' camp feels like. Look, it's just not the fit, so let's move on. And, I'm starting to think maybe they should just do it for C.J. McCollum, because C.J. can ball, man. You know, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. They would feel like, I don't know if they would feel like they got what they should have.
I agree with you, but he might be a good fit. But yeah, they're going to feel like that's not enough. But right. Hey, all right, couple, we'll see you tomorrow. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan.
Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.